This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Two Long Island communities will get millions for groundwater cleanups. Governor Lamont officially signs the state budget into law. Connecticut's AG will lead an investigation into the gaming platform Roblox. Plus, a controversial industrial park is coming to Suffolk. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Two Long Island communities will get millions of dollars to clean up groundwater contamination. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The South Huntington Water District will get $5 million to install a water treatment system that removes 1,4-dioxane. The town of East Hampton will get $1.3 million to address PFAS contamination in the groundwater at East Hampton Airport. Both chemicals are found in common household items like shampoo and cleaning solvents and have been linked to serious health problems. The money comes from a combination of state and federal funding earmarked for projects that improve drinking water quality and sewer infrastructure. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Governor Ned Lamont signed Connecticut's $28 billion 2027 budget into law at a ceremony at a Meriden school this week. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Lamont held the ceremony at Platt High School in Meriden in an effort to highlight a $100 million increase in funding to cities and towns and $193 million more for K-12 schools, as well as a $1 billion paydown of state pensions to generate long-term savings. Mark Benini is the Meriden School Superintendent. He says the budget increases funding for his district by $8 million, allowing 20 positions to be restored, including 15 teachers.
And for the first time in my 16 years as the superintendent of the Meriden Public Schools, we'll be adding 27.6 new support staff positions to meet the needs of our students.
Meriden also gets $1.5 million more in municipal aid. City officials say that will enable a mill rate reduction. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong will lead an investigation into an online gaming platform after claims that it might be harmful to kids. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
Connecticut has opened an investigation into Roblox, an online gaming and chat platform. Tong says the investigation follows widespread reports of child exploitation and harm. The state is seeking the company's records on its Connecticut users. The company claims it consulted child safety experts in designing parental controls and safety measures to prevent misuse. But Tong wants to see those records. Connecticut will also seek records related to a game that allegedly attempts to recreate the Sandy Hook school shooting. Tong says he plans to use the full weight of law enforcement authority to hold companies accountable and protect children online. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
A controversial industrial park is coming to Suffolk County. Plus, what to know about a new student loan repayment program that starts this summer. That and more is ahead. The federal government has issued a federal disaster declaration for the massive oyster die-off in Suffolk County. Oyster farmers lost about 30% of their crop due to ice and freezing temperatures this winter. The declaration means eligible farmers can apply for low-interest loans to rebuild their businesses. A Connecticut state trooper who killed a Norwalk teenager back in 2020 has since been fully reinstated and promoted to sergeant. A court found the trooper not guilty of manslaughter in 2024. It was the first time in 17 years a police officer in Connecticut had faced charges for fatally shooting a person on duty. New York State officials are investigating an invasive species discovered in Lily Pond in Ronkonkoma. The northern snakehead is a fish native to Asia. The Department of Environmental Conservation says it's a threat to Long Island waterways and the fishing industry. The Bible used in George Washington's inauguration will go on display at the public library in Greenwich next month. Washington and four other presidents were sworn in on the Bible. It's owned by a Masonic lodge in New York City. The Suffolk County Planning Commission has approved a controversial project to build a 100-acre industrial park in Wyandanch. WSHU's Desiree Diorio has the details.
The Suffolk Technology Park would be 9 one-story buildings, accommodating up to 40 businesses. The site in Wyandanch butts up against neighborhoods in Wheatley Heights on one side, and a historic cemetery on the other, one that's believed to be the final resting place for almost 400 Black and Indigenous people who lived centuries ago. A group called the Concerned Citizens of Wyandanch Civic Association supports the plan, citing an influx in jobs and millions of dollars for the school district. But some Wheatley Heights residents are against it due to increased traffic and pollution. The project still needs the green light from the State Cemetery Board. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
A New Haven father sought sanctuary in his daughter's school when ICE agents tried to arrest him. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports he got help from activists, teachers, and local leaders.
It happened in the city's Fairhaven neighborhood, which has a large immigrant population. Activists say agents accosted the man as he was taking his daughter to school. That's been a common tactic for ICE arrests. They told him to take his daughter inside, then come out and wait for them. He stayed inside, kept company by activists and teachers' union leaders, according to the New Haven Independent. New Haven Mayor Justin Ellicker stopped by the school later in the day and called the incident concerning. The city doesn't allow ICE agents in schools without a warrant. Activists say the man later left the school, and both he and his daughter are home safe. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
A new repayment program for some federal student loans launches this summer. The New England News Collaborative's Jenny Ahrens reports any borrowers still on the SAVE plan have 90 days beginning July 1st to pick a new payment plan.
One of the options will be the new Repayment Assistance Plan, or RAP. The U.S. Department of Education says under the plan, a borrower's monthly payment will be based on their income and number of dependents. But Connecticut Student Loan Ombudsman Michelle Jarvis-Lettman says it's still not clear if the RAP program will benefit all borrowers.
I think it'll benefit some borrowers who have a lower income threshold. It might benefit them better because their payments are going to be lower.
Jarvis-Lettman says the student loan repayment process can be confusing and overwhelming, so her office is available for one-on-one appointments to help Connecticut residents calculate which eligible programs are best for them. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jenny Ahrens.
Sometimes you hear something on WSHU that stays with you all day. A story that changes your perspective, a moment of reflection, a piece of music you didn't know you needed. That's why this station matters. WSHU, news you trust, music you love. On the radio, online, or with our free app. I'm Sabrina Garone. As always, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.